A decade ago, a landmark study was published showing that treating Kenyan children for worm infections could increase their attendance at school, as well as bringing health benefits. Since then, many development agencies across Africa have taken the idea on board, as it seems like a cheap, effective and simple way to boost attendance. But researchers at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine have been taking a closer look at the original data and found that the benefits of deworming may have been overstated, as Alex Aiken explains.
The first thing we did was really to take the original authors' approaches and reproduce them, really just taking their same raw data and using the same calculation steps that they'd done to see what results were reached. To our surprise, there were quite a lot of issues that we found in the original analysis that were represented, I guess, some mistakes, some kind of oversights by the original authors. A lot of them were sort of very trivial things, but a few of them were quite substantial and resulted in some of their kind of major findings, as they'd originally described them, being quite different. So that, we felt, was kind of quite an important finding as a first stage.
And you would expect if you did the same sums, basically, with the same numbers, you should end up with the same numbers. This is quite concerning that this paper is so influential.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of illustrating the value of this kind of reanalysis. The funders call it a replication, but essentially it's reanalyzing. So yeah, it kind of illustrates that influential studies can benefit, or at least the scientific community can benefit from taking a second look at kind of bits of data that have been used for a lot of work.
What else did you do to look at this data?
So the final part of our reanalysis was what we called a scientific reanalysis, or a replication rather. And this is really trying to look at the causal chain of whether giving children deworming drugs actually has this eventual knock-on effect of making them go to school more. Having worms in your gut doesn't in itself stop you from going to school. So people who have done research in this field have always said, well, there must be some kind of intermediate step somehow relating to the child's health that kind of makes children with worm infections less healthy, so they're less likely to go to school. That's always been the hypothesis. We kind of described some alternative mechanisms that could be resulting in this effect, one of which could be the fact that you're doing the study in the first place, observing children very closely, could be the thing that's altering their behaviour. So
they don't want to get in trouble, so they're going to go to school.
Well, exactly. If they know that someone's going to turn up and check their attendance a few times a month, maybe that was it.
Now, to me, obviously, having worms doesn't seem like a great thing. So this suggests that the benefits of deworming in terms of maybe the educational attainment or things like that have been overstated. But isn't it a good thing to get rid of worms if kids have worms?
Absolutely. I mean, we're not saying that deworming children is a bad thing, but as you say, these educational benefits and perhaps been overstated, or the evidence in this particular paper has been overplayed. We're certainly not saying that deworming children is a bad thing, but if you're trying to balance up against other possible things that you might do with development money or public health funds, if deworming children doesn't actually make them go to school more, perhaps you'd choose to spend your money, if you're a minister of health or a philanthropist, in a different way. That's what we kind of hope the knock-on effect of our work we're publishing is going to be, is that people working in the development community go back and have a think about whether deworming children is really what is the best way to spend their money.
Alex Aiken from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, and their reanalysis is published this week in the International Journal of Epidemiology.